The 97th episode of the Hondo Handies podcast is brought to you by Lexi's Salty Dog and Dry Dock 28. Lexi has been located on the beach for over 23 years and Dry Dock 28 for 5 years. Two destinations in one location. A great place to catch all sports action, NCAA hoops, hockey, baseball, football, with over 50 TVs and 10 satellites. Great menus serving pizza, burgers, wings, seafood, and award-winning cheesesteak. Open 7 days, but for now, Thursday through Sunday. Bracket-busting specials for the all NCAA games and a great place to host an event in-house, catering on or off location. Call 410-289-0973 or find him on the web at buxies.com. My guest today is Butsy Butzmaw. How you doing today, Doug?
Oh, I'm doing great, Hondo. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, man, it's fantastic to have you on. I know you're getting excited about the upcoming summer.
Right around the corner. We are excited. You know, go through this every year. You go through the winter, you know, and you start preparing for the summer. And before you know it, it's right on our doorstep.
Yes, it is. Buxy, let me tell my listeners a little bit about you before we get started.
You got it.
Doug Buxy, Butzmaw, is the owner of Buxy's Salty Dog at Dry Dock 28 in Ocean City. After spending several summers at the beach during his college days, like many, he settled in Ocean City, Maryland. He opened the Salty Dog, if I'm correct, 1989. Is that correct?
1999.
And Dry Dock 28 just 5 years ago. A popular two-for-one venue for locals visiting and families, sports enthusiasts. Considered a headquarters in Ocean City for Pittsburgh fans, however, he has something to offer everyone. Buxy has always been involved with the community, including coaching and sponsoring at the Ocean City Recreation Department. He also saw the importance of supporting youth sports teams throughout the area. He also has been involved with the National Alliance for Youth Sports. His children continue to participate in sports also. Thank you, Buxy, for all you do in Ocean City.
Hondo, thank you. And I mean, a big thanks to you, because you're a big part of me being in this community. With all the rec department, you know, very appreciative of what you do. And thank you.
Well, thank you. I know you've been a participant in many things, including softball and everything. Buxy, tell my listeners a little bit about you, maybe your upbringing, maybe where you grew up, and if you played any sports before high school.
Oh, yeah. Well, I grew up in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and that's about an hour southeast of Pittsburgh. And it almost considered a little Pittsburgh. Steel mills, coal mining, and a nice community. And growing up, yeah, sports were a big part of my life. You know, playing baseball, basketball, football, through my youth days, through high school. And it, come to realize that sports, it's a big part of all youth. And that was one of the, one of the things that attracted me to Ocean City, or one of the things I got involved. But growing up there, and I went on to college after high school with, aspirations of maybe continuing sports, and that didn't go, through an injury, and just didn't happen. But, I stayed active in college, through intramurals and whatnot, always participating. And, came to Ocean City, and I tell you, got part of the rec department with a lot of sports down here, and it's been nothing but fun. And I think it's just a big part of anybody growing up.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here at Ocean City. Buxy, what high school did you attend?
I went to Ferndale Area High School. That was right in Johnstown. There's about 10 or 15 high schools. And when I say it was sports were the big part of the community back there. You had all the different boroughs and areas of Johnstown. And, I went to a smaller school, but we played everybody. And whether it was basketball, football, baseball, we were, and we had a nice, we had a really nice program. Some great coaches I had, you know, Jim Woodhead, great basketball coach, Woody, and George Marsh in football, and a lot of their assistants. And, you know, they played a big part in, I don't know, developing who I am and who I became.
Butsy, was there one or two people that encouraged you to play sports?
Well, I tell you what, it, in our community, obviously the parents were happy I was involved, but it was all the kids. Growing up, you were on the playground every day. You know, it's a, we were just, and you wanted, that was where your friendships, began and still are through this day from way back.
Butsy, do you have one or maybe two sports memories from your youth that you'd like to share?
Oh, you know, you always remember those days, and I'm sure you as well, that, you know, when you score 20 points and you in basketball and you win the game, and you think, oh, wow, this is going to continue, and or football when you score a touchdown, catch a pass. And, yeah, I have a few memories. I played against a lot of really good young men who went on, you know, to play in college, some bigger schools. But I tell you, I remember my sophomore basketball season just being, you know, we had a great team that went far, but not far enough. You know, to this day, great friends.
Right.
Great friends. And, you know, when it's great being on a team that you have 18 wins or 19 wins in basketball, or if your football team does well. But you go back, you had some of those seasons where you didn't do it fair as well. But you learn just as much.
Right. But see, after high school, you decided to attend Indiana University of Pennsylvania. Was that your first choice, or were you considering other colleges?
Well, I did look around, and when I said injury happened my late senior year, at that point I was looking at some smaller schools to participate in basketball and or football. And things just didn't go that way. And, you know, I got to Indiana University, Pennsylvania, IUP. And you know, I looked at, like I said, a lot of smaller schools. And then you looked at some of the bigger schools, West Virginia, Pitt, or, you know, Penn State. But you realized IUP had about, 12,000 students. And actually, I think they are playing this evening in the Final Four, Division II basketball.
Oh.
But they had great, great programs and just a great campus life.
What was your degree in?
It was a BS in business, but then they say BS, Bachelor of Science in Business Marketing.
Right.
And you know, you didn't realize till later, and till I got into business myself personally, but how much you did learn and retain. But while you're going through it, when you're from 18 to 22, 23, you know, some of the times, just get me through, get me out of here, get me that degree. But, you know, it took me a while, but I got that degree.
Did you, like many college students, change their major while you were there?
Yeah, that's probably why it took me longer than 5 years. You know, I changed my majors on my own without advisors. You know, I just started taking classes because I thought I was going to go into the teaching profession.
Right.
And it prolonged me. And at the end, I said, okay, this is my direction in marketing business. And, you know, finally got it. Yeah, like everybody, you get to school and you realize, there's so much more out there you can do. But then stay focused and just get that degree.
Butsy, during your college days, you visited Ocean City and even worked here many, many semesters.
Yeah, you know, I came down and I just remember, and this was back in the 80s, so we were in somewhat of a recession back in the early 80s, and finding a job was hard back home. So, you know, you're in college and somebody says, okay, you know, go to the beach, there's a lot of work. Well, I got down here and I realized, geez, I could work every day I wanted to.
Right.
If I could, physically. But, I came down and got a job at the Purple Moose Saloon. And that's where, you know, big in softball, big in the sports community here. And, yep. You know, and I continued coming down until I graduated And I just remember telling my father, Dad, I think I want to do one more summer down here before I get, you know, get the real world or the, you know, get that real job. And you right. know what? And it's been 35 years later and with no regrets.
Well, like many others, you know, you come down for a visiting time here in Ocean City and maybe work seasonally and end up staying here. What were some of the other places that you worked?
Well, I tell you, Hondo, I've been blessed with some of the best places in town working. From Purple Moose Saloon, I worked at Shenanigans on 4th Street. I spent some time at Brass Balls on the boardwalk, MR Ducks, and Bull on the Beach up on 94th Street. All great, all really great establishments.
Now, while you were there, what were some of your duties? What were some of your job responsibilities?
Well, you know, when I first started, I started out as a doorman. And I worked in kitchens. And then you realize, I got to get to that front of the house. And started bartending, bar backing, bartending. And it's just all worked out. And still, I from washing dishes to making sandwiches to taking trash out, you name it. I did it. And I just, you know, like I said, you got a job in one of these establishments, and it was like a team. You worked hard, and it all really came to fruition before buying the restaurant bar myself.
But see, I know that's probably where you learned the ins and outs of the restaurant world, right?
Oh, without doubt. You know, in all those places I mentioned, you know, you take all the good out of those places, and you see how they run, and you learn. And it got to the point, you know, a little bit later where I just decided I'm either in this for the long haul or, you know, it's time to get out. And fortunately, I found, you know, right place, right time. And that Salty Dog was open. And it's like, wow, now I can establish myself and use all those things I've learned from all those places.
Was it before you opened Salty Dog that you traveled back and forth to Ocean City in the summers and down to maybe Florida during the winters?
Yes,
racetracks.
Yes, that was in the from the most of the 90s, and you know, I'd lived year round here for a few years, mm-hmm. and I just said there's more out there, and ended up going down to Florida, Hollandale, and working at Gulfstream Park, which is one of the premier horse racing tracks. And we're down there, and before you know it, I was, you know, I'd work down there in the winter, go to Kentucky and work a month there in Louisville for the Derby, and then I'd get back to Ocean City for 6 months.
Wow.
7 months. And you know, that I learned a lot during those years too.
Well, we're certainly glad that you decided to make that plunge here in Ocean City and open Buxy Salty Dog. You have a lot of returning staff and families each summer.
You know, we have, you couldn't be as good as you are without the folks around you. And that, you know, besides that starts with my wife and family, of course, but we've had a lot of staff here that's been here over, you know, 15, 20 years. And then the customers, just a loyal base of customers that come in, you know, every week or every day you see somebody you haven't seen for a year or a few months. And, you know, you just a lot of great friendships.
Lexi, what can families expect when they visit your two establishments?
Well, you know, that was one of the reasons we opened the dry dock, whereas we were space limited over at the Salty Dog. And that's more of the sports bar. The Pittsburgh themed sports bar. And with the dry dock, we were able to take over an old Pizza Hut and make that into more of a family friendly, a big area. We host, you know, big families come in and just room for everyone now, you know. And next door at the Salty Dog, we have kids that, well, now they're drinking, you know, they're of legal age to have a cocktail. Right. But I remember when they were, you know, 2 years old, 3 years old, they'd come in and eat one of our children's meals out of the dog dish, you know, or, and
that's right.
And it's, it's great seeing families grow up and children, and they keep the tradition going.
You're also involved with the high school. I think you might even hosted the football after season party or a couple different things.
Yeah, we always try to host some dinners for the teams while they're in season sports. And we've done a lot of the banquets from Stephen Decatur for basketball. We have the women's basketball banquet coming up. We've had from lacrosse to field hockey we're blessed with we have a nice relationship with the high school, Stephen Decatur High School. And just a shout out to them. And you, as you've seen, Hondo, the whole culture there has changed to the, for the better. Not that it's just, there's a lot of enthusiasm out there with all sports.
It certainly is. And I'm certainly proud of them.
Yeah. And as I am, and now with, my children participating, I've been participating, and it's really just a nice feeling to go out and see all the kids smiling and having fun. And yeah, it's a blessing where we're at.
It is. Bucksy, how have you been known as the Pittsburgh headquarters of sports in Ocean City? How'd you get that done in a Ravens town?
Well, yeah, it's funny because, I'm from bartending up and down on the beach, some of the places I mentioned. Everybody knew I was an avid Pittsburgh fan, whether it was hockey, football, baseball. And when I first opened the Salty Dog, I kind of towed the line a little bit, because, you're in Redskin area, Baltimore, I should say.
Right.
Yeah, Washington area, Baltimore area, Philadelphia. But after about a year or two, I towed the line, and then I just said, oh, heck with it. We're going for it. And then I pulled out a lot of memorabilia I've had throughout my, growing up. And it's nice to, even now, I'm still a kid at heart. It gives me the opportunity, the business, to justify buying a piece of memorabilia and hanging it. And the folks from back that neck of the woods, they come in and they just see some of the things. It's fun seeing people take pictures of pictures, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's like you're back home.
Yeah, it's like a museum. And obviously for all the games, we're crowded. And that's, when you were saying the Ravens, Baltimore area, we have a really good relationship with a lot of those fans as well.
I remember when you and I appeared on the Bobby the Million. What was that?
We had the Big Dog Sports Show.
Big Dog Sports Show, yeah.
We had a few different shows that I know I've sat in with you.
Yes, that was probably, I don't know if it was when you started opening the Salty Dog or while you were playing softball, because you played it so much softball.
Yeah, that was, that was such a fun part of my life, playing, still participating. And and still staying in the sports community. And that was before the children. And then after the children started coming along, that was something I had to retire from something.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, how would you sum up your softball playing days? You played at 4th Street and Northside, right?
Yeah. That's before. I remember when Northside was just getting, they were just putting that together. And we'd play down at 4th Street over at the old Ocean City Elementary School field.
Yeah. Sunday League.
And you're playing Sunday leagues with, there was some great players and still are here in town. And you realize, wow, these guys are good. And that's from working at the Purple Moose, and then played a lot of co-ed softball, which was just, a nice thing, getting up early in the morning. And that's truly where I've met a lot of my great, great friends here in town. That's where I met my wife on the softball field as well.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
That's a good reason why you came to Ocean City.
Yeah, I think I scared her when I walked into the dugout. But
my last interview was with Kevin Gates. He's a lacrosse guy. I don't know if you remember him, but
yes,
he said he came and watched the Penguins at your establishment one year. But yeah. he knew where to go.
Oh, yes. That's like I said, we got, you know, all the games besides all, we've got the satellites and, you know, for it's funny, you'll have somebody come in and say, hey, can you put on the Penn State volleyball game? Yeah, sure. Or, you know, whatever it is. We pulled up on the satellites and we have, you know, it's just a good place to come watch whatever you're interested in.
Wow, the satellites really help. That's great.
That's without doubt. And, you know, that's took that from, geez, way back when at Bull on the Beach.
Right.
And that's, they were one of the first to have the satellites and, you know, satellite systems. And wow, it's, you realize now things have changed, you know, through the years. You can pretty much watch any game on a phone or, but people still come in and like to be around like-minded folks.
Well, you mentioned Bull on the, Beach. We still have a lot of sports establishments in Ocean City, and that's what it is. Summer's coming to sports town.
Yeah, you know, it's, it really is. And I'm excited. I hope the town and the county move forward on the youth complex. We'll see where that takes us. But
yes,
that's and you know, growing up, being involved in sports, and then having my children involved from the rec league into the high schools, high school system, travel teams, and that, you realize how important sports are, not just for the youth, for, you know, camaraderie of friendships, but here in town. You know, that, geez, that used to be fun. Oh, we're playing Phillips and softball, or we're, you know, and it was bragging rights back then.
Yeah, so the guys and girls could not wait to get off of work to go play. Or wake up early in the morning and play and come there late.
Yep. Sometimes leaving your work establishment saying, oh, let's go get breakfast and go play softball.
Yep. You do have quite an athletic family. Can you mention what some of them? And you mentioned that you met your wife playing softball and different things. How about your kid? What do they play and what are their names?
Well, let's see here. Bridget's my oldest. And
right.
She played basketball, lacrosse, and she's in college now. And then Joseph, he's a senior. He's played football, basketball, and lacrosse, and he's blessed to be going to Florida Southern on a lacrosse scholarship.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's he's a fine young man, a good athlete. And then I have Frankie, who's is a freshman, and I have one in the wings down there in second grade, Andrew. And we just started baseball with him this past week, and you know, Frankie, he plays the same football, basketball, and lacrosse, and I'm sure Andrew will follow them up, and as everybody says, they get their looks and their athleticism from my wife. But and we're just talking about sports in the community. That's, you know, that's such a big part. And when I say the rec department and being involved, and what a great job while you were there, you know, Kim Kinsey, Petito. Oh, geez, there were so many good folks that ran and still are running the place, you know, running the facilities.
Well, thank you for those kind words. And you signing up to be a life coach, sports coach for the rest of your life.
Yeah. There were some years where, geez, I get coached two teams on Mondays and Wednesdays, another team on Tuesday, Thursday. This is a full-time job. But, you know, at the end of the year, you see the kids having fun, and you're trying to – you were hoping just to teach them sportsmanship and teamwork, you know, hold your head high, win or lose, shake hands, and realize, you know, go out and try harder the next time.
And that's one of the questions I was going to ask you is, and you may have already asked it, have something you want to add, we'll move on to the next question. But I was going to say, tell me how coaching and sports has impacted your life.
Oh, when I first opened the restaurant here, I was always saying, oh, we don't, you just say how much teamwork is integral in anything you do in life. How to lift that buddy up next to you, working. But it's impacted my life, not just through friendships and watching the youth come up, but you realize that, you know, any sport is good, I think, to keep everybody active. But there's a part you'll take away from it the rest of your life. You'll remember those days back when you're a junior in high school or in college or maybe on the softball fields. But you go back to the friendships and you realize it's that's part of the, that's sports were, you know, what's brought me up and maybe made me who I am today.
Yes. And sports, like you say, you can relate to sports and at the same time when you're working at your job.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all teamwork.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Without doubt.
But what effect do you think you might have had on some of the players that you coached?
Well, you know, that's funny because I was just thinking about watching some of the kids playing basketball this past year and realizing, and as you are proud, I'm sure, seeing them come up when they're young.
Yes.
And seeing them excel on the, but more so, not just the teamwork, but the sportsmanship. And, you know, and as it translates to work here, I always have somebody coming back and saying, thank you for teaching us the right way, or thank you. Or, you know, you realize that in ninth, eighth grade, you're not going to win a state championship, but that's going to mold you for maybe when you're a senior, or maybe going down farther in life, send you through college, or you just realize that the dedication you need to succeed in life, it's very helpful. And I, you know, you have some of the kids come back and remember when you coached, you wouldn't let us shoot three pointers.
It's a great feeling though when they see you, you know, out in the community at the stores or wherever, and they still recognize you and say something to you.
Yes, that's definitely.
But so what would you say you like most about coaching?
From the very first practice and whatever, whether it's T-ball, little league, whether it's basketball, to see how they all develop their skills through that season, but seeing them realize that they can be a better player, a better person. And that's, I mean, at the end of the season, when you say, wow, remember when you couldn't shoot a layup, or remember when you didn't know how to dribble or pass the ball or throw a pitch, or, you know, and those are the things you see them come along, and them, the kids realizing, hey, I can be better. Cause we've all had, you know, there's kids, oh, we don't want them on our team. I was that guy, put them on my team. We'll make them better, a better person.
You did a good job with that.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
But see, I know you've, I guess probably realized your dream with your establishments, but what would you tell a kid about following their dreams?
Well, it's, you know, don't ever be deterred from anything. You know, and now realistically, when you have a 8-year-old saying, I want to play in the NBA, or I want to be a professional, this, that, you can do it. You just have to dedicate yourself. However, dedicate yourself to something very important in life. And that, to me, that's through, you know, that's through God, family, community, and things can happen. Things follow your dreams. And it's, you know, I told you a little story the other day about, I'm blessed with a great family, and we're all still together, you know, not just my family, but growing up.
Right.
An older sister who's a doctor, and my younger sister was All-American at Carnegie Mellon.
Wow.
And she, I think, might still hold the rebounds, one of the rebound records up there, and that's from the 80s. But she went on to University of Penn to become a lawyer. And my parents called me one day, and I said, hey, your sister's thinking about going back to college athletics through coaching and athletic, you know, being an athletic director, and we need you to talk her out of it. And I go, now that's in the middle when I'm going to Florida, working at a horse track, going to Kentucky, coming back, and I'm doing everything, you know. That's, I go, absolutely not. If she wants to go back, she can go back. That was my thoughts. And she did. And she's to this right now, she's a vice president of University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown. She's coached colleges, nice programs, and she's done well. And what I'm getting at it is follow your dreams and don't be deterred. And it doesn't matter how old you are, still follow them.
Man, that's perfect. But as you mentioned earlier, you know, I'm a big advocate of good sportsmanship, but what role would you say good sportsmanship plays in youth sports?
Well, I think you can agree with me how disappointed you get when you see somebody on the field or on the court that might not be that sportsmanship guy.
Right. And
now on the flip side, when you see somebody shake a hand at the end or say thank you to the referee or thank you to the coach, that, I mean, I just think sportsmanship is what it's all about, because that takes you farther in life than, you know, being about, you know, it's nice to be about statistics and who scores the most, but watching guys play that are good teammates, picking the other guy up, that's, to me, that's sportsmanship. And it's so important for life down the road.
Bucksy, do you have any hobbies? Are you a golfer?
Yeah, you know, I used to like it. Before I bought the business, or before we got involved with the business, I would try to golf twice, three times a week.
Wow.
And then you realize, oh, geez, now it's just some tournaments here or there. But I do like to get out golfing. I do like to hunt. I love to fish. But now it seems like my hobbies are going to sporting events for the children or running them to practice or here or there.
Sometimes it's much safer, Bucksy.
Yeah, you know, and it's at the end, it's gratifying. It's gratifying.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is the first time I've asked this question of any of the people that I've interviewed. So you're first on this. What do you see yourself doing or being involved with in the future? My wife felt this was a good, important question to ask.
You know, that's a great question. And you always, you know, you always, and I'm sure after your retirement, yourself, but you're always looking for your second calling or your next calling. And right now, my focus is getting all my kids through college and out of the house. No, I'm joking
there.
I'm joking there, but watching them succeed and helping them succeed. And, you know, as we get older, obviously you'd like to do some traveling and finding that second calling. And that might be more involved in the community and other, you know, in other possible ways. But seeing this area, I truly love. And if I get to the position where any way I can help this community grow, that's, I believe, my next calling.
Bucksy, I want to say that your kids, all of your kids, have shown great sportsmanship, and they've been great teammates during my time at Ocean City Recreation Department. And that comes from you guys, you and your wife, and their upbringing. They've done an excellent job.
Thank you very much. I mean, that's a full-time job in itself. And like we were talking earlier, I just always encourage the kid, your children, always encourage them. Then they're going to hit highs and lows, but yeah, thank you. Those are kind words.
Bucksy, I would like to take this time to thank you for all the time you coached for me and all the phone calls you got from me, and especially, actually stepping up and sponsoring some of the teams for us. And I'm sure you continue to do so, but I just want to thank you for doing that for me while I was at in Ocean City.
Well, thank you. That was our pleasure. And I don't want to say it sounds corny, a civic duty, but that's part of our community, making sure youth grow up to be a part of this community.
Excellent. Bucksy, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I was kind of curious, you know, and you had a great basketball career, but I was kind of curious, who do you have going in the NCAAs?
Well, I have to, you know, the team from Pennsylvania is tough.
Yeah.
They don't care who they're playing.
Yep.
But my heart is with Gonzaga, and they've had a couple rough games, but and one reason is there's a kid that I mentored when I was in, before I started working at the rec center. His name was Sean Harris. And I actually had a youth basketball league when I graduated from college. I started the Berlin Municipal Youth Basketball League. And he's a cousin that he was real, real young. And we got him involved with games. And then the league had eight teams out there on the Flyer Street course, which are beautiful right now. Yeah. And he's went on to become the dean of athletics at a college in California called Westcliff University. And His son is Dominic Harris, and he actually plays for Gonzaga. So it's kind of like a family thing where I'm going with Gonzaga.
That's all good, because I really like Gonzaga. I just think they're well coached, and I know the player you're mentioning, and he's a good young man. Everything I hear about.
Yeah, he recently had an operation on his big toe, but he's back on the bench now and trying to see if he can get in the game a little bit. But, yeah, he's missed most of the season, but my heart is still with Gonzaga and following his team, and that's who I'm with.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, if that's who I like going the whole way as well. And, Hondo, let me take this. I mean, I can't thank you enough for the dedication you've given to this whole, from Berlin to Ocean City, the whole Eastern Shore, and your participation with the National Youth National Alliance of Youth Sports, that's a big part of our community, and I think thank you.
Well, we have to thank Fred Ng for getting me started with that former Ocean City native. He's been good to me, and I can't stop helping him out, and that National Alliance for Youth Sports is also embedded in my heart.
That's great.
So thank you, Butsy. And on that note, I guess I'll bring our podcast to an end. If you would hold on, I actually have to give my sponsor another shout out. The 97th episode of the Hondo Handies podcast has been brought to you by Butsy Salty Dog and Dry Dock 28. Butsy has been located in Ocean City for over 23 years and Dry Dock for just five years young. It's 5 years young. He had two destinations and one location. A great place to catch all the sports action, NCAA hoops, hockey, baseball, football, and they have over 50 TVs and 10 satellites. Can you imagine? Great menus serving pizza, burgers, wings, seafood, and award-winning cheesesteak. Soon to be open 7 days, but for now, Thursday through Sunday. Bracket busting specials for all NCAA games, and a great place to host an event in-house with in-house catering on or off location. Call 410-289-0973 or find them on the web at Butsy's.com. My guest today has been Doug Butsy Butzbaum, owner of Butsy Salty Dog at Dry Dock 28 in Ocean City. Thank you, Butsy.
Thank you very much.
Remember, if you think you can, you can.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Stay safe and keep smiling.
Take care.
Bye.